Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about squeezing time. Squeezing time, it's an interesting thing about time, is I believe God, the way he made time, is that it's meant to be squeezed. Really, to get the most out of our time, we have to put a little bit of squeeze on our time. And I think there's two primary ways that we can put the squeeze on our time. Number one, is, remember this saying, more gets done in compressed time. More gets done in compressed time. Whenever you set a timer, you put a deadline on something, it seems like more gets done in compressed time. So you might say, for example, I've done this before with writing when I was writing books. Set a timer for 20 minutes. I'm going to write for 20 minutes. I'm going to get everything I can in 20 minutes. And you're going to squeeze that time. And it's an amazing thing. You've probably experienced it before. But as you get closer and closer to the deadline, you're able to squeeze in a little bit more work than you thought. I've done this with my kids for cleaning up the house. Set a timer. How much can we get done in 5 minutes? How much can we get done in 10 minutes? How much can we get done in whatever amount of time you think it's going to take? Setting a timer and squeezing that time. More gets done in compressed time. But then there's a second component to this. I also think you need to squeeze time. You need to squeeze, be a funny saying here, you need to squeeze the life out of time. Squeeze the life. Find the joy. Squeeze the most out of the moments that you have. When you make the most of the moments that you have, when you squeeze those moments. So as you go about your day today, we're going to be taking communion today, asking for God's help with this. Squeezing those two aspects. Put some compressed time on some things. You can give yourself the grace of a little longer than you think it's going to take. Put that squeeze on it, and then put the squeeze on your time. Enjoy today more. How can you squeeze the most out of the moments that you have today? And I believe this beautiful thing happens when we truly begin to squeeze the most out of each day. It's like God rewards you by giving you more time. All of a sudden, you find yourself with more time. It's like this reward for being a good steward of the time that you used wisely, where God gives you this access into more time, these pockets or windows of time that you didn't know you had in your day. And you keep squeezing the joy, keep squeezing that abundant life out of those moments that he gives you. It starts to compound. You get more and more of it. And we've been talking about our four fundamentals a lot on our daily communion meditations. And we've been talking about staying in this place where you're positioned in peace and joy and gratitude and magnifying these things. And those are some symptoms, if I can get my words out. Some symptoms of what we're magnifying in our minds. I think one of the ways for us to think about this is squeezing time each day. Let's get started with prayer, and then we'll go through our four fundamentals in the other half of prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion today, asking for God's help to help us make the most of the time that he's given us. He's given us this amazing, beautiful gift of time. A lot of us think time is this dreaded thing. Things are changing over time. There's never enough time, but that's not what God made time for. Time is supposed to be a gift that God gave us. So let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet, and you made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you, and to squeeze the most out of this day that you've given us today. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Okay, so we're going to go through our four fundamentals here, the other half of prayer. Fundamental number one, getting positioned in the light. And remember, masters of anything are masters of the four fundamentals, or masters of the fundamentals, and these are the four that we talk about. Getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light. And what's in the light? In the light is everything that God has. He's transferred us into the kingdom of Jesus. And inside of Christ, God's given us everything he has. His wisdom, his mind, his knowledge and understanding, his love and his presence, his peace, his joy, his health and energy, his finances, his time, his spirit and power. You name it, he put it there in Christ for us. One of the things he put in there is his time. And making the most of this time that he's given us, squeezing the most out of it. This combination of squeezing and getting some compression on our time, but at the most time, squeezing it and finding the most joy in the moments that we have each day. How does that transfer happen? It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And we got to receive that forgiveness from God. It's got to flow through us. We got to forgive ourselves. Got to walk in forgiveness with ourselves, receive it from God. And we got to walk in that same forgiveness with other people. To let some things go and to forgive. And the motivation behind all that was love. To receive God's love, to love ourselves the way that he's loved us, to truly experience his love. A lot of people talk about his love, but it's different to truly experience it, his kindness and his goodness and his grace. And then to give that same love, to let it flow through you and give it to other people. And all this is received by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. Staying positioned today in the light. Stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise all day long. Remember, this is the light switch. This is the on-off switch. Gives us access into everything in the kingdom. Turns on the lights. And it's either on or it's off. We're either positioned in thanksgiving and praise or positioned in complaining. It's one or the other. Black or white, hot or cold. Thanksgiving and praise or complaining. Which one are you going to be positioned in today? And then we're going to start to do our second fundamental. We're going to magnify that light to make it bigger and brighter. To magnify is to make something bigger and greater. We're all magnifying something every day based on what we're thinking about, we're talking about, what we're meditating on, what we're focused on in our mind. We're all rolling something over in our mind every day. We're all talking about something consistently every day. And it's either light or it's darkness. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word and give it a bigger place and priority in your life. It's to magnify his steadfast, unfailing love, that we can put our hope and our trust in his unfailing love for us. It's to magnify his faithfulness, that he'll never let us down, he'll never leave us or forsake us, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills his promises. We can magnify his mighty works and his power, and that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify all he's already done in our lives, how far he's already brought us, all he's already done for us in Christ. We can magnify who he made us to be in Christ, that he made us the righteousness of God. We've got God's blessing and favor on our lives because of what Jesus did. And he put this amazing treasure on the inside of us. We can magnify those things to think about whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. But God does give us the option. He gives us the free will to choose what we want to think on and talk about and meditate on. We could choose to focus on the problems, the issues, all the things to complain about, all the ways that people have wronged us. And I'm sure you've had this experience before. You have some problem or issue, and the more you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more you stew on it and meditate on it, the bigger it grows on the inside of you. You can feel that pressure beginning to increase. Some problem you're trying to solve, the more you think about it and meditate on it, the further away from the solution you get. You just get more stressed out and hopeless and confused. Because the answer and the solution is found in the light. And the more you meditate on the problem, the further from the solution you get. Which is why we're going to get good at recognizing the symptoms. Because the good news is, it only takes 1 second to turn it back around. From position in darkness, magnifying darkness, to being positioned in the light. Which is why we got to recognize the symptoms and be good at turning it back around whenever we find we're off track. So what are the symptoms? Magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy and a lot of pressure and confusing. You might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and you don't know which way to go. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the dread of the future. You might be living in regret over the past or in fear or uncertainty or insecurity over an uncertain future. Usually your energy levels, you can feel them begin to lower and diminish. But when you're in the light, you're positioned in the light, you're magnifying that light, everything feels free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. That faith in you begins to rise up. Your courage begins to rise up. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow, and it begins to equip you and to empower you to function in God's strength rather than your own. Really hard to compress your time and to squeeze the joy out of life if we're focused on darkness. Really hard to do that because we're often focused on the wrong thing. And so when you recognize these symptoms, turning them back around quickly, getting more present, turning them back around. Start praising and thanking God. We'll get you right back in about 1 second. It's a beautiful thing. And then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. When you begin to get these first two fundamentals right, you get positioned a light, you start magnifying the light. All of a sudden, your ability to hear and discern God's leading and direction in your life gets so much more clear. And then we stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. The thing I like to do every night before bed, just ask this simple question. God, what was it you're trying to show me today? What was it you're trying to teach me? You could also ask this question. Is there anything I'm supposed to be doing that you've told me to do that I haven't done yet? You can ask those simple questions. And then just wait and listen. Wait and listen. And whatever you hear, whatever comes to mind, just begin to write it down. He's going to begin to lead you one graceful, beautiful step after another to this spacious place that's free from all restriction. But then we got to put our fourth fundamental into practice. We got to take action. You got to do the things that you know to do. As you stay tuned in him, you follow his leading and direction, then you got to put it into practice. What do you know to do? Often we get this to-do list piling up on the inside. And the more we let it pile up on the inside, we feel that pressure increasing. Things get bigger and overwhelming on the inside of us in our mind. What do you know to do? Just begin to take action. Begin to chip away at it today. How could you take one step and then another step and then another step and just keep moving forward? And as you do this, it builds confidence and builds encouragement as you go. And God begins to lead you to this beautiful place. And as you do that, that pipeline of living water, all those good things that God gave you in the kingdom, all that he put within you begins to flow through you at greater and greater levels. And all of a sudden, he can flow much more through you in your life. So let's talk about squeezing time. Just to keep it real simple, we'll just do a review of what we already talked about. More gets done in compressed time. How could you squeeze your time a little bit? I've done this with workouts. I've done this with writing books. I've done it with cleaning up our house. Done it with all kinds of things. How can more get done in compressed time? Squeeze your time a little bit. And then as you do that, pair it with the other one. Put them together. Put the two things together. Squeeze your time. Set some kind of deadline. And then squeeze the most out of the moments that you have today. Get more present with God, because that joy is found in him. It's found with him. In God's presence, there's fullness of joy. Get more present and aware of his presence with you today, and squeeze the most out of the moments that you have. People often say, I don't have enough time, but then we waste all this time every day scrolling on our phones, looking at TVs, puttering around, doing random things that don't really make any difference. How could you squeeze the most out of today? And then do it again the next day. Then do it again the next day, and keep making this a habit. Keep making this part of your daily routine. You might say, well, that's going to take a lot of energy. It could, if all the pressure was on you. But we're talking about God's energy flowing through you. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within me. The pressure's not on you. As we take communion today, we're going to be taking that pressure off, asking for God's help. Because when you're having fun, you're squeezing the joy out of the moments and you're having fun, it's not like work anymore. You're just enjoying life. But also happen to be doing a lot of good and being highly productive at the same time. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this amazing gift of time. We're asking for your help today, Lord, to help us get it right. You loved us so much, you sent Jesus to die for our sins so we could be connected to you. We could have life, Lord, that life that's connected to you. If you do that, how would you not freely give us all things richly to enjoy, including operating our time the way you intended it to? For teaching us and training us and helping us and empowering us to do this. Because I don't have a whole lot of confidence that I can do this on my own. I've learned enough to know when I try to do it in my own strength, I usually fail. But Father, we're asking for your help today. Help us to squeeze the most out of the time that you gave us. To find more joy in it every day. I think there's no limit to the amount of joy you could find. If we talked about before, his joy is either flowing or it's not. It's either on or it's off. But you could expand the pipe. You could have it where more and more of it flows through you. And flows through you at a faster and higher rate. Father, we're asking for that today. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he said, take it. Receive it. That because of Jesus, he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. As the cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus, so that we can have the cup of his blessing. Because we're getting ready to take this bread, I feel some of you might be saying, you know, I might be doing some things today that I don't really like to do. How can I have fun doing those? How can I find the joy in those? Something I've learned. If you bring God with you into it, you could be doing some things that you normally hate to do. Sometimes in life, there's things that we have to do that we don't like to do. God can help you turn those around. He can change those thoughts and desires and attitudes of our heart. And you could find tremendous joy. You might be doing something normally people don't enjoy doing, but you could find tremendous joy because God's there doing it with you. Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this new covenant. Think about this. We've got this partnership with God. I believe as you begin to see him flowing in this, where you begin to squeeze your time, and you begin to experience his joy flowing through you at new levels, like you've never experienced before, what's going to happen? You're going to know him better. His heart, his goodness, his love, his joy. Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, take your juice. All right. Now it's time to walk it out. Go have some fun today. Enjoy the gift of today. There might be things that happen. Try to throw you off track, but get right back into it. Find that joy and then do it again the next day. Repeat it again and grow it to a stronger level and then a stronger level and more and more and more. All with God's help. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the Abundant Life Training Center.com.